I invite you to join with me as I pray. Lord God, as I look on the pages of history, I see that you are a God who has stepped into history, intervened in the events of this world, and a God who has changed the course of history. I see how my faith is historically rooted in real people and events and places, and that the Son of God, your Son, came into this world at just the right time to redeem this world. Help me to clearly proclaim this. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We've been looking at Christian apologetics, that is, defending the Christian faith, giving a reason for the hope that we have. One of the things that Christians say is they believe the Bible is God's word. Well, how would a historian look at that? Today, we're going to take the perspective of a historian on looking at the evidence of God's text, his scriptures. So why should anyone believe a Christian when they say they know God's word is true and they believe it's true? As a historian looks at that, there's something we can point to. Pretty much every historian, every credible scholar of history agrees with five basic facts about the claim that Jesus rose from the dead. Everyone agrees Jesus actually existed. Everyone agrees that Jesus was executed by the Romans. Every historian agrees that his body was entombed in a known location, and that that tomb was found to be empty. And finally, that eyewitnesses, whether you believe them or not, but that eyewitnesses recorded that they had seen him alive. Those five minimal facts are something that are undisputed by historians. Whether you believe that that man who died is the Son of God or not is a different story. But you have to deal with that fact. People might say, well, didn't some of the people fake a resurrection? Well, think about this. The Romans had no reason to fake it. They executed him. The chief priest and the leaders of Israel wanted Jesus forgotten. And the disciples? Why would they fake such an event when they laid down their lives and gave the greatest cost, not for a lie, but because they knew it was true? This much must be admitted. A Christian can say they believe the word of God because it's true. And everyone else must consider this. Jesus said the word is true. Jesus said the scriptures are true. Jesus said he would give his apostles his Holy Spirit so they would write down his words. And Jesus, who said all this, that the word of God is true, rose to life. If that possibility is opened, consider what it means. Well, how do we know that the words that these eyewitnesses recorded were passed on to us faithfully? How do we know that Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all the writers of the New Testament letters, how do we know that those letters are really authentic, they are what they claim, and that they came to us in a reliable way? Well, the authenticity of Scripture is quite easy to verify when you look at all the testimony to the text, how widespread it was from Gaul, that's ancient France, to Alexandria, Egypt, to parts of ancient Asia Minor. The text was very widespread. Thousands of copies, 5,800 copies exist of the copies of the original Greek of the Bible. And people quote from the Bible in the first and second century. Sure, the parchment that the original Greek texts were recorded on would not have survived for 2,000 years. But we do have fragments, smaller pieces and columns that show us the books of the Bible as we have them were in existence already in the first and second century. Within mere decades of when these events took place, when the eyewitnesses themselves wrote them down, and when people started copying them by hand. And we have people quoting not only from the books of the Bible, but telling us what those books are and which ones were recognized. And already by 325 AD, we have almost entire copies of the books of the Bible, word for word, written down that we can compare. This is unprecedented in the ancient world to have documents that close to the original. We take for granted that people like Cleopatra and Julius Caesar and all these others lived. The amount of manuscripts that we have date merely in the hundreds, not over 5,000. And the amount of testimonies to the text that are close by are very few. Some of them are hundreds and hundreds of years after they originally were written down. But the Bible? Right there. We have fragments dating within decades. We have entire books dating within a few generations. The word was passed on quite reliably and is quite authentic. If you're going to toss out the claim that the Bible is real history, written by real people, in the real time it claims to be written, you will have to toss out everything you know about the ancient world, because everything else is less reliably known. Jesus is the person that we know the most about of any person that ever lived in the ancient world. Someone might argue, well, why weren't the Gospels written down immediately in the third or fourth decade immediately after Jesus' death. But remember, the apostles were expecting Christ to return at any time, and they lived in a society where not everybody could read, but rather they themselves were actively preaching and teaching those early decades. But when they saw Christ was not coming back, and when they had opportunity, they carefully wrote down all the events as they occurred and gave an eyewitness account. Those eyewitness accounts circulated among the early Christians, were copied and copied, until finally, after 1,400 years, they began to be copied by the untiring hand of a machine. And dating back to the very beginning, we can say that these are the words of God. These are the words long written down, fulfilling prophecy of Scripture, the words which point to a single man. These are the words that speak of a man named Jesus, who really existed, who was executed by the Romans, and who was entombed in a known location. And the tomb was found to be empty by eyewitnesses who gave an account. It doesn't take faith to know that happened. It only takes faith to say, He did this. Jesus did this as the Son of God, entering into history to fulfill His word, and He did it for me, for my sins. And because He lives, His word is true, and I will live as His forgiven child forever. So don't believe the lie that the Bible couldn't possibly be accurately written down, or the true word of eyewitnesses, but rather, see the possibility, the probability, the reality, the belief that Jesus is true, and His word is true. Join with me and all Christians as we celebrate our God who intervenes in history, who shows His wonderful deeds, who continues to guide history, and will act one more time in a most tremendous way to judge the living and the dead when He steps into history one more time. I'm Tom Barthel, pastor at Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. God's richest blessings are yours in Jesus.